Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I tell you what, this one is face-to-face.
It's been 3.5 years or so, almost.
Yeah.
Almost 3.5 years since we've done one in the same
location.
Location.
Yeah. So, anyway, everybody knows my co-host, Robbie Surface, and, well, we've been sitting here. He hosted...
No, it wasn't really a he. It was more of a we.
It's, well, 12 Ring Archery Club hosted the S3DA Regional, which was the last indoor regional of the season.
Yep, because we got state.
Because we got state next week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think you did good for your first one.
I think it went really well. We had a few hiccups, wrote some... Some scores got wrote down incorrectly in the finalizing part of it, you know, getting prepared to announce winners and whatnot. Just because in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Learn from that. We're going to do it differently next time.
For sure.
We've got a lot of space here in the range that we didn't utilize. Next time we'll push all the bales back against the back wall, move the shooting line forward so it gives us
more room.
Much more room behind the waiting line.
Yeah.
So,
but it's a learning experience.
Yeah.
I
have not had that many people in this range since we've had it.
Slinging arrows. At one time.
So,
yep.
Because this is more room than we've had at Ace.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I have to go off
of. Oh, for sure.
And I'm like, well, this is double the space. We'll be okay.
Yep.
And we were okay, but it could have been more comfortable.
For sure. But you did a great job. I enjoyed every minute seeing you, being down here, being in your place. I got some footage. We'll push it out through the week and that kind of thing. And this is a bonus podcast. This is not the weekly review.
Right.
This is not the, you know, who's shot where, because they're still shooting. It's Saturday.
Yep. It's Saturday. We still
Saturday.
Got the rest of today and all of
tomorrow. That's right. So, but we just hadn't done this, and we thought, well, let's just get together and talk.
Yeah. You know, it's been a while since we've been able to do it
in person.
Yeah.
You have a very nice shop.
Thank you. We've been extremely blessed.
You know.
And I will say this, outside of the NASP program, I would be willing to bet this is the most target archers that this area has seen in one location in 20 plus years.
Well, we're going to try to change that.
20 plus years, if not longer than that.
Yeah, but we're going to try to change that.
So, I mean, we had 38 registered, 39 because there was one that wasn't on the spreadsheet like it was supposed to be. That was a background issue with the
Sport 80 software. Which just sent everybody.
Then we had a couple that didn't make it, but then we had a walk in.
So, you ended up with, you know, decent
plus shooters, you know, shooting targets in a range that didn't exist 3 years ago.
That's right.
You got to start somewhere.
I walked in here in this building and y'all hadn't started yet, remember?
Yeah. Last time you come down, we hadn't even moved over here yet.
Nope.
I think you and I just rode over
That's right. We rode over here and said, this is where it's going. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen. So
looks a lot different.
Oh, it does. The resale space looks awesome. You know, rumor has it you're going to be doing it again.
Yeah. Don't really have an exact time frame of when the move will happen, but the owner of the company purchased a larger building where he's got a couple of different businesses, and all of them will move under one roof.
Yeah, which will be great.
We'll have a fully new built retail space and range.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the retail space, the way it's kind of planned right now is we'll have a couple of bales down in the retail space so that, you know, guys buying hunting bows getting you sighted in and tuned and sighted in enough where you can go home and shoot or whatnot. We'll have a full 20-yard bale there, but the actual range itself is going to be upstairs. It'll be a two-story
building
layout, so to speak, and the actual range where we host the tournament will be upstairs, and it'll all be new construction. There'll be baffles, you know, to keep it from going out the roof, and we'll have two clocks, kind of like it is at Ace, you know, TVs on both sides of the range.
Yep.
It's going to be done right.
That's cool.
I mean, we're awesome. I don't want to say that we've put a Band-Aid on.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not really a sore. We just didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And what we've got, what we've got.
For sure.
It's slowly improved over the last 2.5 years that we've been in this building.
Yep. And it's fine. It works. And it's a bigger space than a lot of folks have. So
yeah, we're very fortunate to have what we got.
For sure.
And it's hard to, from a shop standpoint, it's hard to put a metric on what the range
brings
generates.
Oh, 100%.
It's hard to say, well, I made X amount of dollars this year because of the
range. Of the range itself. That's right.
And unlike like you and Ace, I don't have a range manager and a store
manager
guy. I
mean, and a person up front doing this and that.
It's just us. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. We've got accountants in other locations. And,
oh, yeah.
And,
I mean,
other people.
I mean, he has a lumber yard.
Right.
And some other stuff. So, I mean, he's, you know, but it's they're all like separate pieces. Mm-hmm. So you have to sort of manage this in its own entity.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to do all the jobs. When you push it all under one roof, then
it'll become easier.
Yeah, yes.
It'll spread some things out. But, yeah, we've been extremely blessed to have what we have and to grow like we've grown.
Mm-hmm.
All of those that are listening to this podcast that made the trip down, I know I had several people tell me that it was 4.5 hours for them to get here. I cannot say thank you enough for taking your weekend, your Saturday, and making the trip down.
Yeah. So, I got up early and came on down. It wasn't 4. It was 3. But,
oh, I remember that drive well. I made it twice a week for...
You made it a lot of weeks. A lot of weeks.
Year.
I know. I remember it.
So, I remember that drive really
but,
well.
Yeah. And like I said, the last time I was here, you weren't even in this building. You know, you had just, you know, started. So, you know, we've come a long way, but like I said, we're just so far away.
Yeah,
you know, like
I had somebody tell me, so y'all need to pick up and move about 1 hour north.
Yeah,
well, that's gonna be a little difficult.
No, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what you will.
What we got to do, we can't, you know, pick up moving 1 hour north.
Nope.
What we've got to do is get some of those places that have shops that's north of us but south of y'all.
Yep.
Some programs.
That's right, 100%.
I mean, that's and. I've got to find some time and make some time, especially as a coordinator, to continue to do that. I've talked to Carson down in Thomasville.
And I've talked to Carson myself.
Got to get with Jeremy at Life.
Life of Life. Yep, I've talked to Jeremy, too, a little bit. And I've talked to some people who have a JOAD program, you know, that may not have a shop, but has a JOAD program.
Mm-hmm.
And has a place that they shoot and train. Like, hey, why don't you pick up S3DA?
It's a really good organization that gives
the program itself.
Yes,
is the best, and you've heard me say this a thousand times. Is the best youth program out there. Period.
I do not disagree at all
because they give you everything.
The downside that we faced a little bit this year is just dates.
Yep,
and I said it before on the last podcast. We've got to figure out how to schedule
better.
Better.
Yep.
Because unfortunately, it's tough to please everybody.
Oh, for sure.
And it bothers me personally when I can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's accepting that you just ain't going to please everybody.
It's tough. It's hard. Yes, for sure. I mean, being in not just that, but in the industry, what we do, we feel the same way. We want to please all our customers, mm-hmm. right? And so
I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah, I mean, and it's hard to please them all. And you bend over backwards to do what we can do. There's no doubt about it. But it's the same thing. I mean, you're dealing with the masses, so you have to get majority rule, right? The only downside is at this very moment, the only two shoots that were outside of the North Region was yours and mine,
mm-hmm.
right? And essentially, from what I understand, because 3D's next and Outdoor's next, right? Or not, whatever order. But that's the two things
that we've got left.
Got left to do. There won't be but one in our region and one in your region, and the rest will be in the North.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're even going to have a 3D regional. We're still...
Still working on targets. Need a range.
trying to locate a range. And even if we are able to locate a range...
To get it up and running.
Getting it going, yeah. Getting it together. I don't want to say would be tough, because it's definitely doable. But from a...
People-pleaser standpoint,
mm-hmm. I would be afraid of not being able to get it all done and
do it right.
And it being done right.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
yep.
I don't know. I don't know that if we'll get a regional for 3D for this
but
year.
But there's some other clubs in the West.
Yes, we do have a couple other clubs in the West.
So,
there's other opportunities.
Yes.
There's other opportunities. And we, like I say, just got to do a better job of... I shouldn't say better. Just got to continue the push.
Make it better.
And make it better. Yeah. I know for a fact that, you know, myself, Coach Ben, Coach Cody,
yep.
Tamron, Miss Alicia, all of us were able to take some of the things that didn't go as well as we'd hoped for it today. Not that it was bad, because it wasn't bad
yep.
at
but
all.
But learn from.
The biggest thing is the space, yep. pushing the targets against the wall. I should have
thought about it.
I just didn't.
Yep.
But I guarantee you the next one,
won't
be a problem.
Oh, yep. Oh, yeah.
That won't be a problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we always learn better, you know, for the next time.
Because this, the way the range is set up and what we primarily do, it's a bow hunting range.
Yeah.
So the targets are where they are, and then we use the wall, which we always usually have a couple pushed against the back wall.
30.
And that's for shooting 30 yards.
Yep.
So with that being said, if we had the line further up.
Then you had all the room for the people.
And then everybody, the majority of your people shot at 20 yards. If somebody wanted to shoot at 30,
yep.
now everybody's got to back up.
That's right. And I understand so that for the. Yeah.
So the way it's laid out is so that, you know, we can.
Yep.
Shoot both distances at the same time.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. You got 10, you got 20, and you got 30, and I understand that. And it looks great. Like I said, it's just we didn't think about it, and then it's like you know, that would have made a lot of better distance. You know,
mm-hmm. we'd have had a lot more room behind the waiting line.
Yep.
I'll take and learn from that. And I mean, that's pretty much the biggest thing. We had a couple of bounce outs for some lower poundage bows.
Yep.
Even putting the foam up, it helped, but it didn't completely solve the problem.
But those are learning things. I had bounce outs at mine, you know. I've had to put some foam up, hopefully caught them all, you know. I told them straight. I put foam directly behind the target. I cut a piece of foam that's a little bit bigger than the target, and I pinned it up. Just to hit that person's target. Mm-hmm. Because we weren't sure where the bounce outs were coming from. Now, she was the young lady today. She's like, nope, that one missed. It hit somebody else's target and bounced out. She goes, so we're not going to count that. And I said, that's stand up on her part. Exactly. Stand up.
That is absolutely yep. speaks volumes.
Exactly.
That absolutely speaks volumes about that young lady's integrity.
And so the young man that was bouncing out at my place, I said, hey, do you mind if I just cover just your target? He's like, no problem. He said, that way, if it don't stick... Right? If it don't stick, then we know that I hit somewhere that I wasn't supposed to.
Right.
I was like, okay.
Well, and another thought that I had, too, is cutting some cardboard.
Yep.
In 4x4 squares.
Just trying to
and
back
pin
it
in between the mesh.
Yep.
Or in front of the mesh. And putting the targets on that cardboard.
To help grab it. Yep.
Yeah. Because I think that'll help grab.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're going to take these things that we gathered from today.
Exactly.
And apply them to the next one.
Yep.
And I'm sure there'll be a hiccup or two then, too, but we'll take those things that we learned.
As always, if you can make it better every time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just like Lancaster's 20 years, right?
Yeah.
He had 100 people show up at the first one. There was
over 3,000. Or right at 3,000,
yeah.
whatever it was.
Yeah. yeah. That's ridiculous. But he did the same thing.
It's gross.
He took... Knew what he needed to do to fix this, fix that, make it better. And that's what we do in archery. Try to make it better and try to make more archers. You know,
yep.
that's what we're here for, is to make more if we do not, if we don't grow the sport, the sport's going to die. And this is what we love. So we have to grow the sport. And we're going to grow, we're going to grow it in every which way that we can.
I'm not going to say it's all I know, but it, for the last decade, it's been all I know.
It's all you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%. But it ain't all I know either, but this is the, what I love. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. So, yeah, man, I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. It's awesome to be able to, like, just stare at, you know, not through the computer or whatever. Right. And right. You know, right. Monkey's done got tall, son.
I know. I'd like to put a brick on her head.
And she's getting older.
I don't know that putting a brick on her head is gonna work.
I don't know. But she's a big girl now.
Yeah.
13?
12.
Almost 13.
Almost 13.
That's right.
May 25th. Her brother actually turned 20
today.
Yep.
February 10th. Yep, because Brittany turned 24, my daughter, Thursday, because hers is the 8th. Remember, because 8th and then 10th, I always remember Nathan was right after her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for coming down and being an extreme huge help, because I could have done it. Would it have been a lot more difficult to have done it? It would have been a lot more stressful if you were not here. That I can tell you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I just enjoy doing it. You know me. You know, so I hope you have a good one. We will speak to you again on Wednesday. And do our normal routine thing. You can choke down whatever dinner she gets as long as she don't flip on the fryer.
Yeah. That was a learning curve.
Don't flip the air fryer on when we're on the middle of
Well, it's the air fryer and the heater.
Yeah. All at the same
time. It's all on the same circuit.
Yeah, but it's getting warmer. We won't need the heat as much.
Yeah, we won't
need
that.
All right, man. Well, until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.